Previously on Dear Earth, I'm Really Sorry.
I know how to shut down Ultralife. For good.
If you can guarantee me the solution will work, then fine. The lab is yours.
Guess I'm quitting. Again.
Damn it, I'm quitting too.
You can't quit. We still have to shut down Ultralife and save Frankie. What is this mysterious, easy solution?
The button is located in Dyson's territory in Ultralife, and it's heavily guarded.
The three of us versus seven bouncing, biblically accurate angels?
Actually, just the one of us, because Sonin and I got banned from Ultralife forever on account of our dolphin interactions.
What if Josh and I go distract Dyson in real life while you sneak in and hit the button?
What's your status?
About to make our way to Dyson's personal quarters through the vents.
We have identified an intruder attempting to access your territory. One, Agnes Green.
Let's fill Frankie in on the situation at hand. We could use her help.
Everything about this place is wrong.
A few days ago, you were begging me to stay here.
If you know everything, then you know about the dolphin room. You know about the stuff.
It's for the greater good.
Frankie, give her a nice little piece of Ultralife all to herself. And lock her inside.
Frankie!
Attention, employees of Amazing Labs. It is I, your rightful leader, Dr. Amazing. It is my joy and privilege to announce to you that from now on, I am in total and complete control of this laboratory, and therefore, we're going to erase whatever shenaniganry has transpired here for the past few months and go back to the days where I could snap my fingers and have a mountain of crumbles delivered to my office, post-haste. Oh, and a tequila sunrise, if it's not too much trouble. Well, even if it is. Anywho, with most of humanity now firmly jacked into Ultralife, the only ones left are the poor people who can't afford the internet. That's very sad for them, but also good for us, because somebody needs to work in our factories. And my good friend Randall Grimwald likes to say, everyone is part of the ecosystem of value. The important thing is, I am now, and forevermore, the boss of you.
Hey, wake up.
My brain feels like a steamed broccoli.
Hey, look at me. What's your name?
You don't know my name? I thought we were besties.
I know your name. I'm trying to see if you're concussed.
Look, it's okay if you forgot. I forget things all the time. Like last week when I forgot that milk needs to be refrigerated.
Oh my god, Josh.
You do remember me. Wait, where are we?
The Plexicorp gift shop. We fell out of that vent way up there. Luckily, these Dyson plushies broke our fall.
Oh, these are adorable. Ooh, and so muscular.
Shh, we are still spies, remember?
Sorry, how long were we unconscious?
About 3 hours.
Oh no, that's bad. Agnes is probably angel food by now.
Shh, stay positive. Let's just keep going. Stay low, follow me.
Okay. Oh man, is that astronaut ice cream? This gift shop is so cool!
Hang in there, Agnes.
Frankie! Dyson! Ultralife!
Okay, Agnes. Breathe. You're okay. Let's survey the landscape. You're on an island, there's some vegetation, a few animals. Ugh,
animals that smell really bad. Yep, this is definitely an Amazing's handiwork.
I tried to make it realistic.
Frankie, you're here to save me?
You don't need to be saved. You're safe here. I put some toiletries under that palm tree. Toothbrush, toothpaste.
Wow, thank you. Gingivitis is really a top concern right now.
There's some books, a TV that plays your favorite nature shows. Actually, this whole island is one big interactive nature documentary. If you tap the animals, they tell you some facts about their habitat and diet.
Okay. That's objectively cool, but subjectively, I hate it. Ugh.
Please, just try to enjoy it here.
Here in prison.
It's not prison. You're like any other ultralife user. There are thousands of people all on their own little islands, metaphorically speaking.
Well, it sucks, metaphorically speaking. And I'll do everything in my power to escape.
You have no power here.
Hey, wait, don't leave! Ugh, dang it. All right, turtle. Tortoise. Come here, let me tap on you.
Hi, I'm a Galapagos tortoise, and I'm the largest extant terrestrial ectotherm.
You know what? I don't even care. Great. Bet she didn't even give me a poncho.
Let's try that door.
Ooh, a scary sign. Warning, do not enter without protective equipment. Dangerous chemicals in use. Cool. Aw, oh, man, locked. Eh, good thing I have my handy-dandy laser saw.
Laser saw?
I keep one on my keychain.
Wow, that is probably extremely illegal.
It was my 10th birthday present from my dad. We had this big cardboard box where he put all of his faulty inventions to donate to Goodwill, and he told me to rummage around in there for my gift. The handle gets super hot, but it works just fine. Ow!
There's a lot to unpack there.
Ooh, there we go. Do you think there are really dangerous chemicals in here?
In my experience, there are dangerous chemicals everywhere.
Well, YOLO, right?
Whoa, an aquarium?
Say what you want about Dyson, but his employees have great perks.
This must be where he keeps the dolphins locked up. The real ones.
Oh, dolphin prisoners. Eh, less fun.
See? Down there, near the bottom.
Ooh, look over here.
What?
I found Frankie. Ethel, Frankie and Ethel's body. You know what I mean.
Where?
There. She's floating down by the dolphins.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Wait, this isn't water. It's the stuff. I knew I smelled carrots.
Oh, God. Oh, I think I'm gonna hurl.
I know, vegetables are gross, but if you hurl, I'm gonna hurl, and then you'll hurl again, and then if anyone is listening to us, they'll hurl, and it'll be a whole thing.
Oh, okay. Just give me a sec.
Deep breath, Sunan. Picture a calm, peaceful place, like the Rainforest Cafe. Should we wake her up?
No, her mind is tethered to the system. We could do permanent brain damage.
YOLO.
Josh, no. No YOLO.
But maybe she can help us. What if we find her in Ultralife?
We can't. Our brains are banned, remember?
Oh, what if we disguise our brains?
How?
The headset uses an eyeball scanner thingamajig to ID people, right? We just need some trick contact lenses to fool the camera. Dad invented those a while back for James Cameron.
James Cameron? What did he need those for?
Nah, I don't know. The man just likes his gadgets.
Would you happen to have some of those on your keychain, too?
No, but I can make some. Follow me.
A toast to you, Frankie, and your incredible mind.
Thank you, Dyson. You know, it really does feel good to be a
Waiter rat, we need another burrata ball over here, stat. And make sure it's perky.
She ate it. I guess I was just wondering. Do we really need to keep Agnes locked up? She's insanely harmless. Wouldn't hurt a fruit fly. Actually, she befriends them. She leaves bananas all over the lab so they don't have to fly too far for a snack.
How touching.
Yeah, I always liked that about her. How much she cares about stuff. Even weird, kind of gross stuff. You know?
Frankie, let me explain something to you that every good businessman should understand.
I'm not really a businessman.
Yes, fine. Business lady. Look at the champagne flute. Beautiful, isn't it? Intricate. Perfectly designed. Well, all it takes is one strategic hit. One strategic hit. Come on. What is this, bulletproof crystal?
Yeah, actually. A lot of people like to live out their mafia fantasies here, so we reinforce the glassware.
Give me something I can smash. There. You see?
Not really.
All it takes is one person bad-mouthing you, and you could lose everything.
How much damage could she really do? People love it here.
Trust me, I learned this lesson firsthand. Back in the day, I was a good husband, a great father, a provider. We had the best house on the block, my kids went to the best schools, we even had one of those fancy riding lawnmowers, for goodness sake. But that meant working long hours and traveling, and I missed some science fairs and a couple birthdays and a graduation, etc., 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 etc. And even though she had a beautiful life, a beautiful house, everything she could ever want, my wife was unhappy. She turned our children against me, made them hate me. I gave them everything, and yet I was the villain. Do you want to be the villain?
I think it might be too late for that.
Nonsense. All we have to do is keep Agnes on her island, and eventually she'll Stockholm herself right back into your arms. Everyone wins.
I see. I better get back to my desk.
That's a good girl. Now, where's my Barada ball?
Welcome to Ultralife's Questions and Concerns Department. How may I help you? Are you okay, sir?
Frankie, it's me, Josh. Me and Sunan. We're here to save you.
Why are you like 100 years old?
We stole the identities of some folks in the Plexicorp Senior Center.
Okay.
We took their eyeballs, but like not in a serial killer way. We just scanned them.
No, listen. You need to leave before Dyson finds you here.
Even if he finds us, we look like a couple of bingo enthusiasts. So what's the problem?
I don't want you to end up like Agnes.
What happened to Agnes?
Agnes is dead?
No, she's safe. She's on a very intellectually stimulating island.
Island? Oh no, I hate islands.
Why?
It's a dad-related trauma thing. So you see, when he abandoned us—
No. Why is Agnes stuck on an island?
Dyson thinks she can't be trusted.
I see. And you're okay with this?
Ugh. Everything is under control.
What if she doesn't have sunscreen? What if she's allergic to shellfish? She's going to starve.
It's a virtual island, Josh.
Still.
Look, this is bigger than any of us. This is the future of humanity we're talking about. And Dyson...
Dyson. I don't give a flying fish about Dyson. I want to know what you think.
I'm worried. I'm worried about her, okay? I just want her to be happy.
But no one can really be happy here. Not without free will.
But...
Are you even happy here? This job seems like it sucks super bad.
I have power here. I can do anything. I make things nice for people.
You didn't answer my question.
No one will visit the pregnant walruses with me.
Huh?
The pregnant... Never mind, I should check on Agnes.
Frankie, wait.
Agnes? Ahoy!
What? Where did you get a boat?
I carved it myself. See, it's got a crank and everything.
Huh, that's really impressive. But you need to go back to shore. This is dangerous. There are sharks in these waters.
I know, I've tapped some on the nose. Did you know that a majority of sharks are oviviparous?
Yeah! I put that fact in there.
Oh, right.
Look, there's no way out of here. It's sealed off.
Why should I believe you?
Because I'm trying to help you.
Well, if you want to help, can you shut the storm off, please? I know you're going for drama, but the hail is really overkill.
I'm trying. It's not working. Why isn't it working?
Why are you asking me? I thought you were the boss of this place.
I don't...
Could you at least make the water warmer? This is really inconsistent with tropical sea temperatures.
Agnes, you need to turn back.
No, I'm not going to waste my days sitting around tapping tortoises. I am the captain of my own destiny.
Frankie! Leave her be!
Dyson, you scared me. I'm trying to shut off the storm. She's going to hurt herself.
Maybe that would teach her to behave.
Come on. Come on!
You can't stop it, Frankie! This is my storm!
What?
I've learned a lot from you. I've been studying your mind. It is truly incredible.
Please, this isn't safe.
Relax, everything is under control.
Agnes!
Frankie?
Hang on, I'm getting us out.
Ooh, this is nice. A nice, calm, grassy meadow.
Agnes, try to disconnect.
I am, it's not working.
Frankie, don't fight me on this.
And it's raining fire. Cool.
No!
And now it's raining marshmallows?
No!
And it's raining flaming marshmallows. Ooh.
Agnes, run! I will hold him off.
Run where?
Go! Dyson, please. Please. Let Agnes go.
She can't be trusted, and neither can you.
How about you? I thought we were partners. You stole my powers? Everything about this place is just about you and your ego, you...
How dare you? That nearly hit me!
An ass for an ass.
I'm your elder. Show some respect.
Here's some respect.
Fine. Have it your way.
Was that a missile? I threw a donkey at you and you threw a missile?
We didn't set any ground rules.
You are the worst grandpa ever.
You're not even my real granddaughter. You're just a science project.
Hi, this is Amy, the creator and producer of this podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Today's episode is brought to you by the brand new movie that everyone's talking about. From the director who brought you Avatar, Titanic, and Jimmy's Fun Day in the Trench comes an epic film unlike anything you've ever seen before. Dr. Amazing, the greatest scientist to ever live by a long shot, is the breakout hit of the summer. A completely accurate documentary that is in no way motivated by the director's dark need for gadgets and gizmos, Dr. Amazing, the greatest scientist to ever live by a long shot, examines the inspiring life of Dr. Amazing, the greatest scientist to ever live by a long shot, now in theaters. Or, if you'd rather support us directly, you can donate at DearEarthPodcast.com or by clicking the link in the show notes.
Hello, my dear teddy bears. We interrupt our daily broadcast with an important message. The ground has literally become lava, and the sky is literally falling. It seems to be raining beasts of burden. Two godlike figures are firing missiles at each other, and I am very scared, and I want my mummy.
Thank you for visiting the Questions and Concerns Department. We are experiencing longer wait times than usual. Please hold.
I am too old for this. My beard is itchy and my knees are achy. Do you think Frankie's coming back soon?
I don't know. I'm a little concerned about how everything is shaking and flashing, though.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird how people are running around screaming, "End of days!" But it's probably fine, right?
This is not fine. This is not fine. Excuse me, coming through!
What's going on? I was on my rocket yacht, and then I got zapped into a concert with a pit bull barking pit bull songs, and now I'm here in this field. I hate fields.
My central centaur got turned into a blimp.
I got genital warts. Is something wrong with Ultralife?
Yes, yes, it's a very bad, very dangerous place. You need to disconnect right now.
But I love it here. I want to stay here forever.
Yeah, warts are temporary. Ultralife is forever.
Oh my god, you guys! This is hopeless! But you know what? With all this chaos and the big sky battle and everything, Dyson looks pretty distracted at the moment. Hey, Ultralife, are you there?
Yes.
Take me to Dyson's territory.
Give this up, Frankie! You're embarrassing yourself!
No! I am embarrassing you!
You're throwing everything away! We were this close to Utopia!
Why don't you take your Utopia and shove it up your...
What the...
Frankie, give me your hand. I'll pull you out.
Josh?
Are you okay? You must have swallowed a lot of the stuff.
What's your name, Frankie? Can you tell us your name?
You just said her name.
Oh, right.
What's going on? What happened?
So, we're not 100 on this, but it seems like Ultralife exploded.
There was this big boom, and then everything went dark, and we woke up in our headsets.
Oh.
You must have destroyed the whole thing with your mind powers.
I don't think I...
She didn't destroy anything.
Ew, dude, who invited you?
You're on my property, you buffoon.
Hey, only my dad can call me that.
Okay, so if I didn't destroy it, then what happened?
Your little Amish friend pressed the reset button.
Agnes?
Our plan worked? Our plan never works.
Yes!
I'm honestly really surprised.
Yes, yes. Well, I wouldn't toss the confetti yet if I were you. Did you hear the part where I said reset? Ultralife is fine. It's just rebooting.
Oh, man. Dad didn't mention that part.
I really thought we understood each other, Frankie, but I guess you just don't see the vision.
You know what I saw? You almost let my girlfriend die.
Don't be ridiculous. You can't die in Ultralife. You can only be gravely injured. Besides, what do you care? I thought she was your ex-girlfriend.
You know, you're so worried about losing people. Have you thought about why they want to leave? You think your family left you because you worked too hard? I think it's because you're a massive jerk.
Ooh, burn!
How enlightening. I didn't want to do this, but I'm afraid you're all a liability.
Sorry, question. What does that mean?
Josh, it's okay.
Sunan, before we die a horrible death at the hands of this beautiful man, I want you to know that you're the best bestie I've ever had.
Thank you, Josh. That means a lot.
Am I the best bestie you've ever had?
You're up there. I'd say, like, top six, easily.
Wow.
A gun? You're going to kill us with a gun? Of all the boring ways to do it, I'm disappointed.
What? It's not boring. It's menacing. Ugh.
Yawn.
Frankie, let's maybe not antagonize the madman with the old-timey gun.
You don't even have to get close to us to kill us. It's cowardly.
Oh, I can get close.
Stay away from my sister. I have a laser saw. Ow, that's hot. Dang it.
Josh, it's okay. I've got this.
Well, this has truly been fascinating, but it's time for me to get back to work.
I think you forgot something.
What's that?
When Agnes pressed the button, all those dolphins down there woke up too. Dinner time, boys. Nature is healing, asshole.
Oh, hello. Oh, no. Ow.
All right, well, that was a lot. I don't think I can ever watch Flipper again.
I think I need to sit down.
Frankie, you're bleeding.
Oh no, you got shot. I honestly can't believe that gun even worked. It looked like it hasn't been fired since World War I.
It's probably fine.
We need to get her to a hospital.
Wait, no, I have a better idea.
No? She needs medical attention, Josh.
I have another body for you, Frankie. Your old body. I saved the limbs in case you ever wanted it back.
You saved the limbs?
Oh, please don't tell me that's what's wrapped up in the employee freezer.
Look at you, Frankie. This isn't you. That's not your face or your voice. Every time I look at you, I see the scary tree hugger lady who yelled at me on live television. Frankly, I'd rather see my scary sister who yells at me off camera. What do you think?
You know, when I was in there, I could be anything I wanted to be. I tried every body imaginable. I was even this glowing Aphrodite thing for a second, which was cool and all, but you know what? I really miss being me.
Then it's decided. To the lab!
Would anyone else like a piña colada? Agnes, Sunan, Josh?
We're a little busy sewing up your dismembered daughter right now, if you haven't noticed, Dad.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Sensitive.
That's Dr. Sensitive to you.
My arm is getting tired. Why is her skin so stiff?
I told you to let her thaw some more. You know, I just had the techs do a fridge cleanout. You're lucky. I thought she was pork chops.
Would you stop talking and let us work?
This is my lab now. I can talk as much as I please.
Could we at least turn off the steel drums?
No, I'm afraid not. It would completely tarnish the vibe.
And remind me why we couldn't just put her back in her original body in the first place?
The nanobots were keeping her limbs from decomposing. When we turned them off, her body died.
But now, Sunan and I found the perfect formula. Just enough regeneration to keep a Frankenstein alive, not enough to de-age the entire world.
Or cure cancer.
Well, sure, if you want to focus on the negative. I prefer to think of it as discovering the perfect cocktail for one Franken-sister.
Did somebody say cocktail?
Alrighty, the last toe is officially on. I think we're ready. Everyone stand back.
Ah, this brings back memories.
Isn't that the noise for dead people?
Give it a sec, she's warming up. Oh, they got it. That was almost really bad.
Frankie!
Agnes! Oh! Ah! Careful of the stitches.
Oh, sorry. I'll be gentle.
Welcome back, sis!
Hey, Frankie.
Frankie, my darling daughter, Frankie, you look swollen. So very swollen. Because of all the rush stitching, someone should probably get you some ice. Not me, though. I have work to do.
Okay.
It's been fantastic catching up with you all. Exits that way, but if you hang around another 15 minutes, there'll be another screening of my mini-documentary, Dr. Amazing, the greatest scientist to ever live by a long shot. Really emotional stuff. I got James Cameron to direct.
So, what now?
I don't know. Ultralife is back up and running, and apparently there's no way to just shut it all down for good.
I think I know how we can get people to leave. We need to jack in. One last time. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me here today. Sorry about all the chaos before. Hope no one got hit by a stray donkey. Look, I know many of you use this world as an escape from reality. A place you can feel like you're in control. And I know that sometimes that feels really good. But we need reality. Sure, it really sucks out there. Yeah, there's pain, there's heartache, there's ugliness. But the bad, messy moments, those are the moments that actually matter. Those are the moments that teach us, strengthen us, bring us together. And when you can find the humor and the purpose and the beauty in the darkness, that's when you know you're really living. It's when you learn just what you're really capable of. Dyson Plexus, the man who created this place, understood this. That's why he forced you all to stay here.
Deep down, he knew that his world could never be enough. So please leave. Go home. Take a walk in the rain, burn the roof of your mouth on some pizza. Get lost, cold, stressed, and savor every single messed up second of it. Thank you.
You got me all teared up. I really think this is gonna work.
You do?
I do. You have a real way with words. Always did, mon chéri.
Thanks.
Frankie, I got us into this whole mess. I never should have told you to stay in Ultralife. I always want you right here with me. I'm so sorry.
Well, I'm sorry I jailed you on a smelly desert island. So, truce?
Truce.
So I was thinking, I give this speech, save humanity, and then maybe we hire a lawyer and get the lab back from Dad? And then I guess we figure out what the heck to do next. Together.
I like it. But...
what?
Well, before all that other stuff, I thought maybe you and I could go to the zoo.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, the animals are probably lonely since no one visits them anymore. And I heard a walrus just gave birth. We could make a day of it. Maybe pack some sandwiches.
I love it. And... I love you. Agnes.
I love you too.
Here goes nothing.
Dear Earth, I'm Really Sorry is produced and edited by Amy Thorstenson. That's me! This episode was written by Liana Snyder. It stars Phoebe Tai, Jesse Abbott Chin, Kimberly Alexander, J.V. Hampton Van Zandt, Matt Young, and John Steins. This episode also features Michael Faulkner, Chad Eshman, Elena McManus, and Amy Brown Carver. Transcripts, as well as a full list of credits, including music and sound effects, can be found at DearEarthPodcast.com.